Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi continues for Yud Dalad Nisan, Erev Pesach. So we're going to enjoy our Mishnayot as we enjoy that last bagel, or if it's already the afternoon, as we enjoy setting up the table for the Pesach Seder. We are holding in Chapter 5 of Nazir, Mishnah Gimel. Remember, yesterday we talked about the issue of Hektish Betaut, mistaken consecration, making something holy, designating it as an offering, but there's some sort of mistake involved. Now, Mishnah Gimel is going to imply this concept to Nazir. Mi shenadar benazir. Someone made a vow of Nazirut, but he wasn't sure if it was a valid vow. I mean, it's not quite sure it was binding. Maybe there was a Nazir walking by at a distance. He's like, hey, maybe I could be like that guy. And he's like, was that a vow? And he decides, you know, I don't think it was a vow. So he drinks some wine after he's made this suffix, this doubtful vow. But then he asks a rabbi, he asks the sages, hey, is the thing I said in that context, did that really make me a nazir? Ve'asaru. And they said, you are restricted as a nazir. You actually did become a nazir originally, even though you were mistaken and you thought you had not, and you drank some wine in the interim. So what does he do when he finds out his vow was binding? Mone misha shenadar. He counts from the time he made the neder. Now, some of Farshim say from the original time, even though he might have made the neder, you know, a couple weeks ago when he was drinking wine for a couple weeks, well, he only has to finish that term of Nazirut. The Kahati brings a perush that mone misha shenadar means the time he finds out it was really a binding neder. So really, he lost that time when he was drinking wine because he wasn't sure, he didn't really think he had vowed correctly. So now he sort of has to start over now that he knows that his original neder was binding. Nisha l'chacham, so what if he's in this situation? He's not sure if what he said made him a nazir. He goes, he asks a sage, v'hitiru, and the sage said, you know what? That was not a binding neder. You've never become a nazir. You are free to go and drink wine. Haitalo behema mifreshet. But he already had animals set aside for the concluding offerings to end his Nazirut. And we saw in detail in Chapter 4, if someone sets aside animals or even money to bring the concluding offerings of a Nazir, there are some restrictions typically about what you can do with those animals and that money. But in this case, the Mishnah says, Teitze v'tirei be'eder. The animals go back and they graze with the rest of the flock. They are totally non-sacred, they are not offerings, it was a mistake. And now we get back to yesterday's issue, Amru Beit Hillel LeBeit Shammai. So Beit Hillel says our Mishnah in front of Beit Shammai and says, Iyatem modim b'zeh, don't you agree in this case, shu hektish tot, this quasi-nazir, he thought, maybe I'm a nazir, maybe not, so his consecration was a ta'ut, was a mistake, shetetze v'tiri be'eder. And they go out and they graze in the flock. The din is he made this Nazirut by mistake. He thought he was the Nazir. He was mistaken. Consecrated his animals. He wasn't really a Nazir. So they just go back. They're not sacred. So we see that Hektish Taud is not Hektish, Beit Shammai argues to Beit Hillel. Amru Lehen, now Beit Shammai responds. They have a counterattack here. Amru Lehen, Beit Shammai, I atem modim. Don't you agree? In a different case, B'misha ta, someone made a mistake, V'kar litshi, Asiri. He calls number 9, number 10. Now recall back in Seder Zeraim, we were learning Meiser, and specifically Meiser Behema, they would count out the animals 1 through 9, and then number 10, they put a mark on it, and that one was Meiser Behema. So this person's making a mistake. He's calling number 9, number 10, and then he tries to correct it. He calls number 10, La Siri Chi, he calls that one number 9, and then he's losing count again, La Hadassar, and the number 11, Asiri, he calls that one 10. Shehu Mikudash. Actually, all of these animals, even though there was a mistake in counting, all of these animals become Meiser Behema. They've all been designated as number 10, or they were all actually number 10. Amru Lehem Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel responds to this proposal of Beit Shammai. Lo yeshevet kidsho. He says, it's not the staff, it's not the stick with the red mark, the red dye, that is mikadesh these animals as being Meiser Behema. Uma iluta, and what if his mistake had been like this? V'hiniach et hashevet, he put his stick, the stick with the red mark, al shmini, on number 8, al shnemesar, or animal number 12. Shema asaklum, you think he's done anything there? So there's no designation of Meiser Behema, even if he's marked it or called it by mistake. It's too big of a mistake. Elakatuv shekidesh adesiri, rather it's the pasuk, it's the Torah itself, that says the 10th animal is holy. hu kidesh the chi that also make could potentially make the ninth holy, ve'et achadasor, or the 11th. Now it's a special limud from scripture itself, the psukim in scripture. Our sages learn out from here that number 9, if it's mistakenly called 10, or number 11, if it's mistakenly called 10, that could also be Meiser Behema, but number 8, number 7, 12 and on, there's no way. Now, Mishnah Dalet has sort of continues this theme. Misha Nader ben Nazir, he became a Nazir, v'halach lehaviat behemto. Then he went to go bring his animal and take it to Yerushalayim to conclude his Nazirut. Mitzvah Shenigava, and someone had stolen that animal, or even all the animals, even one of them. And the Gemara points out, the Mefarshim point out here that this is a case where he would not have become a Nazir if he knew the animal would be missing. Really, he became a Nazir because he had these animals on hand, so it wouldn't be such a schlep for him to go and buy new animals to designate as the concluding offerings. He already had the Karbanot taken care of. That's why he became a Nazir on that condition. So again, since the animals are missing now, it's possibly a Hekdesh Talit, a Nazir Talit, by mistake. So the Mishnah says, im od shelo nignava, if it was before these animals were stolen, behemto, the animal, nazar, he became a nazar, hare ze nazar. He is, in fact, still a nazar, even though he does not like the situation he's in, where he has to buy new animals. And this is based on the concept in chapter 9 of Nidarim, that a nolad, a something that happens later, can't be the basis to nullify a vow, a nether. So the unexpected theft of his animal is not a good enough reason to wipe out his vow of Nazir in this case. Mishnah goes on, Mishnigdava behemto Nazir. If it was after the animal was stolen, he didn't know it was stolen, he became a Nazir, eino Nazir. The animal was already missing, he had no idea. If he had known, he would not have made the vow. And the Mishnah brings an amazing story about this, v'zol ta'ut, and this is the mistake in halacha, ta nachum amadi. That Nahum Amadi was a great sage who lived just after the destruction of the temple, the second temple. He made Kajalu Nazirim min Gola. Some Nazirim came from the Gola, from outside of Eretz Yisrael, Umatzo, and what they found was Beit HaMikdash Charev. The temple was destroyed. Obviously, they need the temple to bring their offerings and to end their Nazirut, so it's potentially a Nazir Batout. A quick aside, this reminds me of her story that some Jews came from Ethiopia, a very remote region of Ethiopia, to Eretz Yisrael, and they said, hey, where's the temple? Because when they had gone to from Israel to Ethiopia, you know, 3,000 years ago, there had been a temple. And some say the story was they were upset. They said, you lost not just one, but two temples. And they tore their clothes again a second time when they heard that not only the first temple had been destroyed, but even the second temple. So you can imagine these Nazirim showing up from Egypt, from Babel, and they didn't know the temple had just been destroyed, and they are aghast. So Amar Lahem Nahum Amadi, Nahum Amadi was the sage there, and he said, Ilu Hayitim Yodim, if you had known Shebeit HaMikdash Charev, that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Hayitim Nazirim, would you have become Nazirim? Amar Lo, so they all said, Lo, of course not. If we had known the temple was gone, we would not have been Nazirim. Hetiran Nahum Amadi. So Nahum Amadi said, you are not Nazirim. Your vow was a taut. Your hektish was taut. These animals are hulin, non-sacred. You are not bound by your vow. But there's a postscript. Kol Shabbat Devar Tzil Chachamim. When this inquiry came in front of the other sages, maybe to Yavne, somewhere else where they were relocated, the Sanhedrin, Amru Lo, they told him, Kol Shenazar Ad Shelo Charev Beit HaMikdash, Nazir. Anyone who made his vow of Nazirut before the actual destruction of the temple, they are still bound to be a Nazir, even though they're now stuck as a Nazir. They cannot bring their concluding offerings. Misha'charev Beit HaMikdash, if they made the vow of Nazirut after the temple was destroyed, they just hadn't got the news yet, eino Nazir. They are not a Nazir. Just as the man who made the vow of Nazir after his animals were stolen, but before he found out about it, that's a mistake. He never would have become a Nazir if he had known. That's truly amazing that this Mishnah is falling out right before Pesach. We know Leil Pesach, the first night of Pesach, is the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. Now, God willing, this summer we'll have a different Tisha B'Av. We'll be celebrating in Yerushalayim with a rebuilt temple, God willing, but it's really truly amazing that it's the same night of the week. And we can only imagine the shock and the dismay of all these Nazirim coming from Chutz La'aretz and finding the temple destroyed. You know, they're bringing their animals to end their Nazirut, and they can't. They're stuck forever, possibly. And it is interesting to think about, there were so many prophecies before the destruction that the temple might be destroyed. So it's interesting, people still became Nazirim, even though they might have been familiar with these prophecies that, you know, the temple was at risk. And personally, I think that's because Am Yisrael usually gets it together. Am Yisrael usually, does tshuva, does something, realizes that we're in danger and gets together and pulls through. And God willing, we live in an age where we have the opportunity to inspire ourselves and inspire one another to really pull Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael together as one and really elevate ourselves spiritually. With that in mind, wishing everyone a Chag Kasher v'Sameach.